Right, so here we are. Early in the days of God's people. They've just had a renewal of the covenant which has made them God's people. And there's this connection between obedience to God's commandments and his blessings. And it's very tempting to think that, well, if we do the right thing, then God, tick, will bless us. Our actions give us God's response. But actually, in a lot of ways, it's the wrong context to look at this passage. So I hope by the end of this talk, you might have a renewed appreciation for our relationship with God. Now see, God's people had been wandering in the desert. They had been, you know, disobedient, and yet trying to follow. I don't know, but that looks a little like my life. Trying to follow, but not quite getting it all right. I don't know if that reflects your life at all. And anyway, the people are brought to the proverbial, wait for it, the proverbial, no. There's a great image coming, folks. You just wait. You're going to love it. So the people have come to the proverbial fork in the road. Those who are listening to the CD, you've missed a really cheesy picture of a fork stuck in the middle of a road. Huh. Anyway, it's time to choose, God says. You know, you made a choice before to trust in me. It's time to choose again. Now, we are a covenant people ourselves. We've had a covenant service a few weeks back, actually not that long ago. And it's good to be a people of covenant. It gives us that reassurance in a way. The only problem is sometimes we feel that we don't quite live up to our bargain, do we? God knows that. And we have a God who continually reaches out to us again and again and again. We have a God of second chances, or third chances, or fourth chances, or fill in the blank however many you need chances. But that's not to say that it doesn't matter, because the Hebrew understanding is that you hear the word of God, you actually do something about it. It doesn't just kind of go in one ear and out the other. And remember, the people here are poised on a bit of a precipice. They're standing here, and God, despite their past, is saying, look, I give you a choice. If you give your heart to me, if you follow me, you will be blessed. Or you can turn away. And it's not just a momentary, oops, I turned away and forgot. It's a continual rejecting of God. That in this moment, you've got two paths before you. One path leads you closer to God. And in that relationship, you will find blessing. Now, I don't know, how many, we just had Valentine's Day. How many of you have ever been in love? Oh, it's very nice to see the old married hands go up. That's very good. Good answer. Now, just for a moment, I want you to imagine that relationship with your beloved. Don't you do everything you can to just reinforce that love between you? You do things that you know will bring you closer together. You give each other tokens of that love and affection. You don't do it so that I might get something out of it. I might get chocolates. No! You do it because of that relationship, that bond that you have. And so your acts of love are not to earn reward. They're just an outflowing of that relationship. And that's what God's talking about in this passage here. The blessings we receive are the blessings of love flowing through our life. It's the blessings of God's peace invading our being when we really would be at our wits' end otherwise. It is God's continual reaching out to us. That's what grace is. God extending his arms to each of us. And faith is our reaching back to God. A simple picture. But underlying that is a love and a trust that keeps showering its way into our lives. Now, I don't know about what your past has been like. Maybe you think, okay, that all sounds good in theory, but you don't know what I've been through. You don't know how I've disappointed God, how I have disappointed others. You don't know what I have done that I am ashamed and embarrassed, and I want to hide under a rock. Surely, God won't love me anymore. Or maybe we look at our past lives and we're confused. We may not see God's path clearly through that. And we look at the future and, okay, God has promised us blessings, but that's then, sometime. I need them now, today. And the thing is, God is present in every moment. No matter what our past, God wants to write a new future for you. God gives us the promise, "For I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. And if you can understand just how deeply is God's love for every part of your being, every corner of your life, there is nothing that God's love cannot touch and transform and heal and make whole. The Jewish word is shalom, a wholeness, a health, a well-being that transcends all things. And God's people are called in this moment to make a choice. Choose life or choose your old ways that lead to death. It's not a choice, a one-time choice. It's a choosing. A choosing moment by moment to live God's ways, to follow God's heart, to open your life more and more to God's love and his blessing and his anointing. I love the example that Karen showed us earlier. You see, we live in a very individualistic society. I'm sorry for the people on the CD, that just really didn't. And that's the problem. Isn't it? That's the problem. When we try and stand on our own, bits fall off. And they were very easily toppled over. But these promises that God gives us is actually about, it's a communal promise. It's for all of God's people, and it's built on solid ground of God's grace and love and mercy and compassion. And we are bound together so that even when our world turns upside down, we have each other. We have God. God's promises are for us as individuals, but they're also for us as a community, God's people. And these choices we make ripple out. Yeah? We have a call today to choose life, and not just to choose it, to continually choose it. We make decisions every day, and they ripple outward. And the decisions to follow God's heart, to follow God's ways, to learn what it is to be God's people, opening our lives more and more, allowing the blessing of God to flow through our life and beyond our life into the lives of those around us. Because life creates life. The choices we make to follow God's ways of love and compassion and mercy and justice and inclusion, going over boundaries, going over prejudices, opening our own lives to the lives of others. The more we do this, we are following God's ways, and that ripples outward. Our families become more loving, more inclusive, more merciful, more compassionate, seeking justice and mercy. For you know, O people, what is good: to love justice, to act with compassion, and to walk humbly with your God. And when we do this, we do it not because we have to fear God or hope for something good. We do it because God's love is spilling into our life, and through our life, it spills into others. So by our choosing life, choosing to love God, choosing to love one another, that ripples out and ripples out and ripples out. And this life that we are asked to choose is one that has echoes through eternity. Because although we only have a moment in time, God is the God who was and who is and who is yet to come. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, God is everywhere and throughout. And the life that we choose, because he's giving us that choice, no matter what we've done in the past, we are always given that choice for that shalom, that wholeness, that love that ripples out towards others and ripples out in time and echoes forevermore. Choose life. Choose the blessings that God will give because you are connected to him, solid, unmoving. Life is made full when we are connected to God, opening our lives in all ways. And when we act on those impulses of love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. For these are the blessings of God. Amen.